From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. A new exhibit at the Blanchard House Museum in Punta Gorda explores what changes took place in the years following the Civil War. This year marks the 150th anniversary of the Reconstruction. WGCU's Topher Forjas reports the exhibit also focuses on Florida during this time.
The Reconstruction era was from 1865 to 1877. Martha B. Retta is the executive director of the Blanchard House Museum, and she says the recently freed blacks faced several challenges during this time, like discriminatory laws that came to be known as the Black Codes, and the rise of hate groups like the Ku Klux Klan. But there were also forces like the African Methodist Episcopal, or AME, Church. B. Retta says the AME Church in Florida helped establish a political voice for blacks, and it was led by a man named Charles Pierce. Martha, what can you tell me about Charles Pierce?
Charles Pierce was a minister, and he was sent to Florida. He was what is called a presiding elder in the AME Church. And Charles Pierce had a philosophy that you could not minister to your people if you were not involved in politics. That was his philosophy. He helped to establish AME churches across the state of Florida. And because the AME church was so involved in politics, they were able to get their members to vote. And African Americans flocked to this church because the AME church was doing something political for them. Now, something very curious about the mythology of the enslaved people. You know, one of the first things you hear about the enslaved from the planters were that they were lazy. First of all, it's probably very difficult to be lazy if you are in bondage. But anyway, what was very interesting about this, the one thing that the freedmen wanted was land, because they understood the power of owning a piece of land. And they felt that they were entitled, that they had worked. They had made people wealthy. They had built the wealth of this country. And they felt that they were entitled to at least a piece of the land that they had worked. Some of them were able to buy land. But this is what happened with that. When an African American had land, the Klan, you know, this whole movement started, if they worked their own land, they were considered lazy, because they did not want to work under a white man. A lot of them were forced off of their land. A lot of them were forced back to work now for wages, but in that sharecropping system off of very low wages. So the whole issue, that just the understanding of the power of the ownership of land, the enslaved understood this very well. And this was the one thing that they wanted during Reconstruction that they did not get. They wanted education, and one of the best things that happened in Reconstruction was public education in the South. Many people don't realize that poor whites and Roman farmers did not have public education either. The elite were educated. So people like Robert Meacham, who was in the Senate in Florida, pushed for public education for all students in Florida. So because of a man like Robert Meacham, who was in the Florida Senate, we have public education in the state of Florida. And so that whole period of Reconstruction, one of the best things that came for everyone was free public education. And this is a crucial time, 150 years after Reconstruction. It's a crucial time for us to examine our beliefs and our attitudes and our actions, to examine those beliefs and those attitudes and those actions that allowed us to lose the opportunity to live up to the vision of a truly free and equal America for all its citizens. And so it's important to look at that and see if and how we can change those beliefs and attitudes so we can create the country that lives up to our democratic creed. And I think this is why this is a very important exhibit.
Martha, thank you for taking the time to chat.
All right, and thank you for chatting with me.
That was WGCU's Topher Forjas speaking with Executive Director of the Blanchard House Museum, Martha Beretta. The exhibit, Light Then Darkness, The Reconstruction Era, is on display at the museum from September 27th until late May. This is WGCU News.